are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Carolyn.
Hey, I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Kendall.
Hey there, I'm Grace.
Hey, I'm Abby.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hey, I'm Sam.
We are disciples of Jesus.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James's brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us to. We are his disciples, only one are you. He has called us to. We are his disciples.
Going to read a very special story from the book of John.
The story of the woman at the well.
One day when Jesus was passing through Samaria, he stopped to rest by a well.
When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?"
The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan. How can you ask me for a drink?"
Back then, Jews did not talk to Samaritans and stayed away from them.
Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
"Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?"
"Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?"
Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life."
The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water."
He told her, "Go and call your husband and come back."
"I have no husband," she replied.
Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband.
The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true."
"Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem."
Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews."
"Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks."
God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth.
The woman said, "I know that the Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us."
Then Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he.
Well, what a story we just read. What did you learn?
I learned that everyone matters to Jesus, and he talked to a lady that most of the Jews would never talk to.
That's right. And what did Jesus tell the woman?
Jesus told her that it's not where you worship that matters, but who you worship.
That's right.
Just then, his disciples returned and were surprised to find Jesus talking with the woman.
Then, leaving her water jug, the woman went back into the town and said to the people,
"Come see a man who has told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?"
They came out of the town and made their way toward him.
Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something."
But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about."
"My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
"I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields.
They are ripe for harvest.
Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together."
Thus the saying, "One sows and another reaps," is true.
"I sent you to reap what you have not worked for."
Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor.
Let's explain the example of the harvest for our friends who are listening. Abby?
Some disciples plant seeds of faith.
Some disciples water them.
And some disciples bring people to a saving faith in Jesus.
That's the harvest.
A little seed is all you need to believe.
The story ends with these verses. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I ever did," she said.
So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days.
And because of his words, many more became believers.
They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world."
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for this lesson today. We want to work for you, plant seeds, reap the harvest. We want to do your will. Help us to be more like Jesus. He saw the goodness in everyone. He shared your love with unlikely people, and he changed their lives forever. Give us wisdom and courage. We want to share your great news of the living water and the bread of life. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
To learn more about Karen and Kids, check out our website at www.karenandkids.com.
And remember, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
All people are important to God.
Plant some seeds today.
Seeds of faith. Tell others about Jesus.
The living water. See you next time.
God created the heavens and earth, all creatures great and small. And he made man and he made woman to take care of it all. The stars, the moon, the land and sea, in 6 days he made it perfectly.
Friends who are listening.
Here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our web address is www.karenandkids.com.
You can write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.